الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وحده لا شريك له ولا نظير له ولا ند له ولا ضد له ولا مثل له ولا مثال له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي ولا تجهروا له بالقول كجهر بعضكم لبعض أن تحبط أعمالكم وأنتم لا تشعرون صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين
My respected elders and brothers, when we look at the Mubarak life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then one of the things we will find outstanding in the Mubarak life of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that he was an extremely considerate person. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very kind, very considerate to everyone that is around him. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would come home after the Isha Salah, perhaps at time there would be some mashwara to make in a masjid, it would be a little late. Then she says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come home and he'll open the door in such a way that if somebody is sleeping in the house, he won't be disturbed with the manner in which he opened the door. That he will open the door slowly and he'll close the door slowly. And he'll make salam in such a voice that if someone is sleeping, well, he won't hear the salam. And if someone is awake, the person will be able to reply the salam, just out of consideration for the people in the house, that they must not be disturbed in any way with his entrance into the home. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is performing the salah in the masjid, and whilst he's performing the salah in the masjid, there is a child that is crying in the masjid. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, out of consideration for that child, the father perhaps he was in the saf now, and the child can't find his father, so he became a little worried and he started crying. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shortened the salah out of consideration for that child, that he may find his father quickly. Of course, to bring children to the masjid under the age of 7 is incorrect. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, Jannibu masajidakum sibyanakum wa majaninakum. Don't bring children to the masjid, don't bring mad people to the masjid, because they will disturb the salah of the other people. Sometimes we work in the opposite. When the child is under 7, we bring him to the masjid. And then when he becomes baligh, we don't bring him to the masjid. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being considerate to this child. And immediately he shortens the salah so that the child will be at ease. A villager comes into the masjid, he's a new Muslim. He doesn't know anything about Islam. He comes to the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he starts urinating in the corner of the masjid. So the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhum, obviously they are up in arms. That how can a person urinate in a masjid? But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately cautions him, says, don't tell him anything. He's new in Islam, he's a villager, he just came in now. He doesn't know the adab of the masjid. Just take it easy. Inshallah, in time to come, we'll teach him what needs to be taught to him. But just be considerate towards him. After he finished urinating, he explained to the Sahaba Ikram that wash that area, wash that place, and then we'll explain to him what needs to be done. Again here, the importance of being considerate to people that are around us. In Fazail Ramzan we read, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that in this Mubarak month, whilst you are fasting, then be considerate to your Muslim staff. Shorten the hours. Don't give them too much of work to do, because like you are roza, they are roza. Like you fasting, they are fasting. So be considerate and kind to your Muslim workers. This is in the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is going, he's conquering Baytul Maqdis. And he's traveling on that camel with a slave, but it's one camel. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu is so considerate to his slave that he tells him the same amount that I will travel on the camel and you are walking, then you must travel and I will walk. To show consideration to his slave that like you are walking, I will also walk. So this is like the theme of Islam that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum are teaching to us. As Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is saying, they was very hungry. Sometimes the hunger used to be so much that I had to tie stones on my stomach. And he says, after many days, one day, somebody brought a bowl of milk to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling, feed all the other sahaba first. Be considerate to them, give them first. So, as Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is giving all the other sahaba, and then last, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, now it's just you and me, but you drink first. Listen again. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not taking it and drinking it first. He's letting his sahaba drink first, out of consideration for them. In Surah Hujurat, in this ayat that was recited, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is speaking about an incident that had taken place. Hujurat means rooms. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had built some rooms for the Azwaj-e-Mutahharat, and they would live in those rooms. And at times after the Zuhar Salah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make qailula, he would rest in one of those rooms. So one day some villagers came and they wanted to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But at a time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was resting, so they came out and they started shouting out from outside, Ya Muhammad, Ya Muhammad. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in defense of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam revealed this ayat, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawti nabi. Oh you who believe, don't raise your voice in above the voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Be considerate, he's just going to rest, he's sleeping. Wait for him, he can finish, then you can come out. وَلَا تَجْهَرُوا لَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ كَجَهْرِ بَعْضِكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ أَن تَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sounds a warning over here. See, if you're not going to be considerate and you're not going to be careful about how you're going to speak, you'll lose the sawab of all your actions. You'll lose the sawab of all your actions and you won't even know about it. You won't, in other words, what is being explained over here is a person has gathered up a whole lot of sawab and reward. But when he comes to the akhirat, he sees there's no sawab and reward. He's lost all the sawab because of his inconsiderate behavior towards somebody. It's like a person who's saved up his money and he put it in his bank account. And he knows that I've got a couple of hundreds of thousands of rands in my account. But when he comes to the ATM to withdraw his money, he sees the account is saying 0000. All his money is gone. وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. And you don't even know how it's gone. How it went, you got absolutely no idea where it got lost. But it got lost somewhere. Somewhere along the line, the money was gone. Somewhere along the line, the sawab was lost. Person read salah. He made khatams of Quran. He made a lot of dhikr. But he wasn't considerate to other people. He lost all his reward. He lost all his sawab. He lost all his reward. He doesn't even know about it. In our madrasa, we had one problem. Got the tanks there. About 5-6 tanks. That's storing about 30,000 liters of water. So at any time for the madrasa students, there's enough water for them to make wuzu, for them to make ghusl, for them to use in the toilet. So one day the tanks were absolutely empty. Don't know how the water just disappeared. 30,000 liters of water is just missing all of a sudden. So then they realized that the plumber forgot some non-return valve. As a result, the water just escaped from there. 30,000 liters, you thought you got enough storage there, but suddenly the water just disappeared. It mustn't be a person reaches the day of Qiyamah, and he thinks he's got lots of sawab that he's accumulated there. But all is lost. Why? Because of being inconsiderate to somebody. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, in the Khanqah of Tanabowan, when people used to come there to spend time with Hazrat, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to tell them, see, don't come here, I'm not going to give you any zikr and wazifa to make. I need to know from you, how is your ta'alluq with the people around you? Did you hurt anybody? Did you tell somebody something wrong? Are you owing money to someone? Inheritance that is in your hands, if you distribute it correctly or properly. See, if you haven't done all of this, then you first go sort all that out, then you come here, then inshallah I'll give you some wazifa to read some zikr to me. And his very famous words of his was, agar tum wali banna ho, buzurg banna ho, ghos banna ho, kutub banna ho, to kahi aur jaakar ke bano. If you want wali, or an ghos, or an abdal, or somebody very great, then rather go somewhere else. لیکن اگر تم انسان بننا ہو تو یہی آ جاؤ. But if you want to become insan, you want to become a good person, a human being, then you come here by me. And in fact, that person who learns insaniyat, he is the greatest wali of Allah. That person who learns insaniyat, he doesn't cause taklif to anybody. He doesn't cause taklif to any person. He's the greatest wali of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Ji Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh used to say the same words in a little different style. He used to say, Hafiz banna asan, Maulvi banna asan, Mufti banna asan, Shaykhul Hadith bhi banna asan, na mushkil. Very easy to become a Hafiz, very easy to become a Maulana, very easy to become a Mufti Sahib or even a Shaykhul Hadith, but very hard to become a man. Very hard to become a man. A man is a person who lives his life in taklif to any person that is around him. So when we look in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there's so many ahadith that would explain how a person must be kind and considerate to the people around him. One day, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he comes with a plate of khajur and dates, presents the dates to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, puts it down, and there are a few people that are sitting around him. One person grabs a whole lot of dates and pulls it towards him. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stops him and says, you don't eat like this. There are other people that are sitting around here who also want to share in this food. You take one date and eat it. You take one date. When you finish with the one, you can take the second one. But you can't just grab like this and put. This is being inconsiderate to the other people. That kind of values must be taught to our children as well. If there's a platter that came with five chops on it, and there's five people sitting on the dasturkhan, you don't dish out three and put it in your plate. Be considerate to the other people that are around, that they also have to eat. So let them eat also and I will eat. We will enjoy and let others enjoy. Live and let others live. But it shouldn't be that a person is selfish and is taking everything for himself. So consideration. Another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, Al-ariyatu mu'addatun. If you borrow something, return it. You borrow something, be considerate and return it to the person. Sometimes a person borrows a tool, or he borrows an appliance, or he borrows a kitab. And after that, he never returns it. He's got it with him. Ask a maulana who needs to give a bayan tomorrow and he can't find his kitab, how he is that night. Because he lent the kitab to somebody and that person never had the heart to return it. Or he borrowed it, returned it to the person. So this is being inconsiderate. Similarly, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, you take something and put it back in its place. Maybe you went into the house, it was a hot day, you took out the cold water from the fridge, and you poured it into your glass and you enjoyed that cold water on a hot day. And be considerate to fill that bottle up again and put it back into the fridge so the next person who comes can also enjoy from that water. But if you were selfish and just drank and left it out on the side, the next person who's coming won't be able to enjoy like how you enjoyed because of inconsideration in the behavior. Our Hazrat Mufti Sahib Damat Barakatum used to teach us when we were in madrasa, he used to always say to us that when you're going to the toilet and you come out of the toilet, leave the toilet cleaner and crisper for the next person who is coming to use the toilet. So if you're using a public toilet, then use it in such a way that it's so clean that the next person comes, he doesn't feel difficult using. You are being considerate to the next person. Similarly, a person is in a plane, he's going for Umrah, he needs to use the toilet, he needs to make wudu. To read Salah on the plane is important, it's faraz. A person has to do it. But if he's making wudu in the plane, then make wudu in such a way that after you finish, you clean up the entire place. So the next passenger who wants to use the toilet, he finds the toilet clean and crisp for him to use. He doesn't have this thought in his mind that these Muslims, they're messing our entire toilet up and messing it. Like you paid your ticket, that person also paid his ticket. And like you indeed, you enjoy a good clean toilet, he also deserves to enjoy a toilet like that. So to keep the toilet clean, to keep any person is using any public facility, he's leaving it back so the next person can use it even better. Then we have our masjid where we're reading our salah. This is a public facility. Every person comes to the masjid. We start off from the parking, how a person parks his car. If he parks his car correctly, sometimes a person is using two parking bays to park one car. That's being inconsiderate to the other musallis. So he parks it in such a way that his car is parked neatly, nicely. It's not in anybody's way. He's not blocking anyone's driveway. He's not blocking anybody's car. If somebody needs to rush out of the masjid, his car is not blocked. Why? Because we are considerate. Once our Hazrat Mufti Sahib mentioned he had to go for a janaza to Melanson Road Masjid, and it must have been some famous person who passed away. So it was a huge janaza, and people were parked all over. But he says, as they were going to the masjid, they noticed one car was parked into a Hindu's driveway, Hindu person's driveway, and this person needed to come out. And he can't come out, why? Because somebody was inconsiderate and parked in his driveway. Hazrat Mufti Sahib says, I still remember these words. The man is standing there and he's looking and he's saying, so inconsiderate that he's blocked my driveway. He says, perhaps the person needed to come out for an emergency. Maybe somebody got a heart attack in the house, he needed to rush him to the hospital. Or maybe somebody was in labor, he needed to take them to the hospital. But because we were not considerate about the way we parked our car, that person can't come out of his driveway. Or we blocked him in a parking lot and we're reading lengthy rakats of nafil namaz in a masjid. We're getting no sawab for that salah of ours. Why? Because we're being inconsiderate in the parking lot. Sometimes there is parking that is allocated for the elderly. Then that should be left. A youngster mustn't come park his car in that parking. Why? Because that's left specially for elderly people. That makes it easy for them to come to the masjid and read their salah. So sometimes it's better for us that we park 1 kilometer away from the masjid and walk and come for our namaz, rather than parking in a place where we're blocking other musallis. Similarly, when we come into the masjid, there are shoe racks that are placed. The shoe racks are for a reason, to put our shoes on the rack. A person kicks his shoes out in front of the masjid and he enters and he leaves his shoes there. An old person can trip over the shoes and fall. In one masjid, there was a sign that was written there, bend your back and put the shoes on the rack. So it's reminding the musallis to put their shoes on the rack, that this is how this person is supposed to come. He put his shoes on the rack. Similarly, he's coming into the masjid. When a person comes in the masjid, then find a place where you can read your namaz nicely. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has prohibited a person who comes late for Jummah namaz. He comes late for Jummah namaz and he starts jumping over everybody's shoulders to gap himself up in the first saf. See, if you want a place in the first saf, then come early for namaz, you'll get a place in the first saf. But if you're coming late and you're pushing yourself into the first saf, you're getting no sawab and reward for reading namaz in the first saf. If you cross the cliff to people that are around you, if there's a gap in front, and maybe there's a place for like a 3/4 size person, and you're like a double size person, don't push yourself inside there, you'll cross the cliff to everybody in that saf. So to be considerate to the musallis around us. These are very important lessons that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us. Similarly, when you're visiting somebody, you're going to somebody's house, you're visiting him. To visit a sick person, there's great amount of sawab and reward for visiting a sick person. Yes, if you read the hadiths, there's many, many ahadiths. But visit him at a time that's suitable for him, not for at a time that's suitable for you. It may be a good time for you to visit him. But is it a good time for the sick person? Pick up the phone and find out. We want to come and visit. What's a good time to come and visit the sick person? And then go. Don't just go and bang on the person's door. He may be fast asleep. And then you say, no, we are here to visit the sick person. They will feel ashamed to send you away and say that he's sleeping. They'll wake the sick person up. And that's all inconsiderate behavior towards the sick person. So when you look in the Mubarak hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there's so many ahadith, so much of explanation with regards to being kind and considerate. Sometimes a person is listening to Quran, or a person is reading Quran. How much of sawab in reading Quran Sharif? How much of sawab in listening to Quran Sharif? But if that Quran Sharif that is being recited is so loud, that people who are sleeping, neighbors who are sleeping around are disturbed with that recitation, he's not going to get any sawab and reward for his recitation, because he disturbed the sleep of his neighbor with that recitation. Sometimes it's i'tikaf, and Ramadan time, mashallah, our masjids are full with mu'takifin. People, some masjids, up to 100 people are sitting in i'tikaf. One brother wants to wake up for tahajjud, which is a very great thing, mashallah. He sets his alarm clock for 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock in the morning, he sets his alarm. And the alarm is ringing at 2 o'clock in the morning. The whole masjid is awake, but Hazrat is still fast asleep. He can't hear his... Everybody is up in the masjid. He disturbed everybody's sleep, but he couldn't wake up for that. This is all causing taklif to the people that are around us. So we see that in the Mubarak hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there's many, many examples of this. What we should try and do is, we should make this niyat and intention that I must live my life in such a way that I don't cause any taklif to anybody. I must be considerate to the people who are around me when I'm traveling, when I'm at home, when I'm in a masjid, when I'm out in a path of Allah. Wherever a person is, then a person is considerate and kind to others who are around him. This is the theme of Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a person is kind and considerate. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. I'll just end with this one thing. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel sahab rahmatullah alayhi used to advise us many years ago in the Jamiat meetings. He used to say that, Maulanas, when you're giving bayan also, then be considerate on the crowd and finish on time. Finish on time. There are many people who need to go back to work. So don't pull your bayan extra, because the people need to go back to work. Be considerate. And inshallah, also be considerate. Give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana.